Jillian Banks, better known simply as Banks, writes atmospheric confessional songs that mix pop, electronic, and R&B. She started making music as a teenager, using songs as a kind of diary where she could explore her heart and trace the emotional world around her.
When I first discovered music, I was probably 14, and I was going through a lot of stuff with my family and learning how to view social situations and feeling kind of lonely. Open up your eyes. There's nothing on my body left to say. I had asked for a keyboard in the past or something, and I found it in my closet, and I just kind of started playing with the keys, and it fulfilled something in me that I had never really felt before, and it was where I was the most honest. It was where I felt the most heard. It's like my therapy almost. If you gotta let me go, you gotta keep my love. As that was happening, college came and I wanted to study psychology because I'm interested in how relationships develop, how the brain develops, how people communicate. And it's funny because a lot of people ask me if studying psychology has affected my music at all, and you would think that maybe it had to do with my music just because my music is pretty graphic, especially describing different dynamics and emotions and stuff, but I think that's just how I think. I don't think it's about studying psychology. Initially, when my music was coming out, I didn't have a Facebook, I didn't have an Instagram, I didn't have a Twitter. It just doesn't seem natural to the type of human that I am. And so we kind of like thought of a way to connect to fans that felt more genuine and authentic and natural for me. And that was just putting my number up and, you know, having people text me if say, if, you know, if you connect to my music, let me know. People definitely text me really intimate things, and something that I am still learning and have had to learn is like how to like put boundaries up when, you know, you're putting yourself out there so much and you're putting what matters most to you out. It's like my diary entries, that's what my music is to me. And when you're putting that part of yourself out there for so many people to touch and judge and talk about and talk to you about, it like I needed to learn how to kind of protect myself. Hated you for leaving me. You were my muse for so long. Now I'm drained creatively. I miss you on my team. Sometimes when I write, it's like a voice that I need to hear myself. It's like I write from the perspective of the most nurturing, empowering, lifting you up type voice. And that's what's so great about making music, is you could give that to yourself. And I feel like if I need that song, then maybe other people need that song, because I'm just like a human trying to live in this strange world. And it's not like I try to write something so I could give it to other people. I write it for myself, and I think that me just being like other people, then maybe it's good for them as well. We backed each other to the
hills. Banks, her album, The Altar. Now I live in the house we built.